All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv YouTube edition, Flufftube edition. I am with Troy Anderson and Paul Begley. Are you serious? Theme of you might know him from that. That's how I saw you, and I was like, wait a minute here. I recognize you. And yep, you're the are you serious guys. So, man, I love having you guys both on. Thank you so much. Revelation 911. So, you know, before we started this podcast, I was like, man, it sure does feel like we are in Revelation. We are in the apocalypse. I have a tagline on my show where I say, you know, coming at you live from the apocalypse. And I do that for my morning shows. And it's just kind of, you know, I just feel like this has to be the time that we have to be in Revelations. And I don't know who wants to pick it up from here. But Paul, thank you. Troy, thank you so much. So, first question, you believe firmly that we are here, we are in Revelation?
Yes, no doubt about it. I mean, what we do in the book here is that we just take all the current events going on right now around the globe and compare it to the prophecies that the Bible said would be happening in the book of Revelation or in the, what we call the end of days. And a lot of times people hear the word end of days, they think it's like a week or something. No, I mean, that's a process that really has started probably at least 100 years ago, okay? Starting with the birth of Israel as a nation, for sure, 1948. But when we look at things happening now, some of the old Bible prophecy teachers that we used to, like Dr. Jack Van Impe and some of these guys, they would get on television, they would show you what's going on, and they would say, but guys, one day down the road, this is what's going to happen. One day this will happen. Well, that one day has come. The things that was discussed earlier 35 years ago are happening now. Things that were called conspiracy theories 10 years ago, we all know it's true now. And it's the same with the prophecies of the Bible. So, yeah, without question, in our opinion, we're living in the days of Revelation.
You know, I had a friend, a late friend of mine that passed away. Actually, he passed away about, it's been like 10 years now. But 10 years ago before he passed, he used to take me to church all the time. He was a big fan of mine in boxing, and he'd always come pick me up at my house, take me to church. I never really wanted to go, but I was like, all right, Freddie, I'll go with you. And I'd go to church, and big, huge heart of gold. He's like, man, we're in Revelation, big dog. He used to tell me, we're there, man. We are here now. And I'm like, maybe in about 100 years. And this is what I was saying to him. I don't know, Freddie, maybe in about 100 years from now, we'll be there. Maybe 50 years, maybe. No, from what I'm seeing right now, we're in it. Like, I am a believer now. Like, we are smack dab in the middle of it. Everything's escalating. Everything, there's a quickening happening. I mean, we're basically in World War III. We're in World War III. It's happening.
Yeah, David. Yeah, we list, you know, 50 signs that Jesus and the prophets, you know, said would indicate we're in the end times in Revelation 9-11. You know, things like, you know, the big one, of course, is the rebirth of Israel in 1948 after, you know, 2,000 years. They're scattered throughout the world. And then since that time, you've had the invention of nuclear weapons for the first time in history. We can destroy ourselves. And now we've got these EMP weapons that could take out the power grid. You know, there's a verse in Revelation 13 talks about the image of the beast. Could that be like some kind of, you know, Apostle John trying to describe an artificial intelligence, you know, transhuman antichrist, something like that? And for the first time in history, you could actually have this mark of the beast system where you can't buy or sell with all the new technologies we have. So, yeah, you just compare these 50 signs to what's going on in today's headlines, and it looks like, you know, we very well are at this time now. It is, you know, we're in the, like, probably early stages of World War III.
Yeah, I mean, with all this happening, with all this escalating, you can see that they're getting ready to pull the plug on the economy. It's just breaking down. It's falling apart. And I believe they're going to do that sooner rather than later, to where they bring in a digital system, you know. And I don't know what that's going to look like, but I'm imagining that goes along with the Great Reset, right? It's going to be some kind of system, the beast system, you know. So let me ask you this. You know, we're in Revelation, and I have no doubt about that. I think we all agree with that. Do us Christians that, you know, that are not lukewarm, let's talk about the rapture. Is that what's going to be coming next? Is the rapture what happens next to take God's followers, Jesus's followers, away from this? Cause it's just going to be hell on earth. I mean, is it going to get so bad that it's just going to be unlivable?
Yeah, I mean, the rapture's certainly coming. And the question is, which is first, the chicken or the egg? There's certain events that the Bible says are in process that basically lead you to believe these things should happen first and then the rapture. But there's no guarantee because Jesus even said it, nobody knows the day nor the hour, not even the Son of God, but the Father only. So the rapture is coming before the all hell breaks loose on earth, which is called the wrath of God. The rapture is ahead of that. How far, though, into maybe the tribulation or how far into some of the confusion and the wars, we're not sure. We tell people to be ready right now, right now, because certainly he could come. And so we want to prepare it. Now that's what we do in the book. We literally say, here's what's going on, here's what's coming. At some, we believe in the pre-trib rapture. We believe it's coming, but we can't pinpoint it because we don't have a timeline. God told me one time, Paul, don't try to figure out the timeline. Figure out the sign line. Watch the signs, and that'll show you where we're at. And so certainly, David, there's things happening right now. Some people have even said to me, I get emails, are you serious, Pastor Begley? Shouldn't we have been gone by now? I thought we'd be gone before this. And my answer is, well, I was hoping so, but I'm not in charge of that. Okay. I'm on my job is to help get people ready for the coming of the Lord. And so, this book will help do that.
So there's markers, right? I'm looking at, I think they fall. I think signs in the heavens, like these eclipses, these blood moons, all these things that have been taking place. I've been paying attention to that. I'm like, oh man, I don't remember them happening this frequently. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't know. And then, you look at NATO's now deploying nukes to Poland. Russia's saying they're going to strike Poland. It's heating up. I mean, and then we just passed this package, this bill funding for Israel. I mean, we're funding all these wars, and there's no stopping this. It's going to a collision. It's going to a point that it's just going to be like a pimple that pops. And I'm hoping the rapture comes way before then, because once it's already going, once it gets to a point of no return. I mean, what, nuclear war, chaos in America? We have millions upon millions of immigrants here now that are unvetted, that are probably going to cause all kinds of chaos.
David, yeah, this recent eclipse we had was very interesting. Of course, we had all these blood moons the last 10 years or so, and then we had this the 2017 eclipse went through all these towns called Salem, and then we just had this one on April 8th went to all these towns called Nineveh, born this gigantic X in the middle of America in Little Egypt or Carbondale, Illinois. And then if you overlaid it with the eclipse last year, it formed the letters Aleph and Tav, or Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the name of Jesus in the last chapter of Revelation. And I did this interview with evangelist Billy Graham back in 2013. And he said, when God sent the prophet Jonah to Nineveh to warn them of judgment, the king and the people repented. And so he said, I believe the same thing could happen again this time in America. So we actually just wrote a story for Charisma Magazine. Headline was The Great North American Eclipse. Is this America's Nineveh Moment? Remember, the prophet Jonah went to Nineveh and told him, 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown. So we're actually in this, potentially in this 40-day period right now. I think it would end on May 18th. And so we have all these world events happening. There's the threat of nuclear war from Russia, China, the situation you just mentioned with the nuclear bombs being moved into different countries. America just paraded a bunch of its nuclear bombers. So we're in a very volatile situation. And so, I think it's like God sending us a big wake-up call. Turn back to me, repent. Perhaps, things could be turned around. It seems like it's inevitable, but I always believe there's hope too.
So this last eclipse, that's the one, the path of totality went through all the Nineveh towns, correct? And the one before that went through all of Salem. That to me is I can't think of a bigger coincidence or what you mathematically impossible. Unless they built those towns knowing that the solar eclipse would go through there is the only thing I can think of. But both paths of totality were Salem and Nineveh. That's insane. I mean, can you guys explain that a little bit further? Because I'm trying to understand this. I mean, is there other cities in America named Nineveh that it just didn't hit? Or were they all Nineveh on this path of totality? You guys get what I'm saying? Like, are there other cities that maybe they didn't hit called Nineveh in America?
No, there's only eight. Okay.
Come on.
Well, actually, it's seven Ninevehs and one Jonah. Okay. Jonah, Texas. And they all were in the path. No, there's no other Ninevehs in America.
So
Maybe the fact.
were they built knowing this, do you think?
I
I
don't
mean,
think so. I mean, you were talking 200 years. I mean, I don't see these guys 200 years ago say, make sure you put a Nineveh over there in Missouri. I don't think that happened. Okay.
I
I really
just
don't. But God knew, and God could have spoke to their minds when they were trying to decide what to call their town. Who knows? God loves to show his power and his incredible prophetic ability to convince us that he is God. Because there's a you don't you you have no problem. You believe in God, you're a Christian, I'm a Christian, we believe in
sure.
God. But there's many people who don't know if there really is a God or not, and they're looking for proof, evidence, signs, things that would make them say, you know what, there has to be. There's no way that could have happened. And this is just one of them, in my opinion. Plus, God, when that first one went through, Salem means Jerusalem. Okay. And it was a sign that there was things going to happen in Jerusalem, in Israel. But this next one was Nineveh. That's America's Nineveh moment. A time to repent, a time to turn back to God. I think this is where we're at. Look at this year of 2024. I mean, this is crazy.
And it's still we're still in the very first quarter of it. I mean, this is not,
Right.
I mean, think about where we're going to be in fall.
I don't, yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's lights out because November, when it comes around, October, who knows? Supreme Court rulings, will Trump be handcuffed, walk down the steps? Does he come breaking out? Is there a hurricane named Joe? Who knows what's gonna happen? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm to be quite honest with you, I'm expecting some kind of natural disaster to happen before November to halt
Yep.
everything. But I have my theories on this. But let's talk a little bit about the Antichrist, because I know that what, who, or what is the Antichrist? I'm very confused on this. I'm kind of, is it a man? Is it a system? Is it AI? I mean, what is the Antichrist? What do you all believe it is? Do you think it's going to be a man? Do you think it's going to be an alien? I mean, they're already getting, they're getting ready to play the alien card. You see it. I mean, that's what I believe that this whole Ancient Aliens on History Channel was all about, was conditioning the public to accept this when it comes. And I see the predictive programming. So what's your thoughts on this? Where do you guys see the Antichrist coming from? Who is he? Do you think he's here? Is it just a matter of, could it be someone like Prince William, Charles? I mean, what's your guys' thoughts on this? I don't know who wants to take this from here.
Pastor, you want to start out?
I'll start out and hand it back to Troy, maybe from this one. There's no doubt, in our opinion, we believe the Antichrist is probably alive right now and probably being groomed. Maybe the World Economic Forum has them in classes, because, Gavin Newsom graduated along with Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada. Both are graduates of the World Economic Forum School of Leadership. So you got secret societies that have been grooming guys, whether it's the Skull and Bones or the Bohemian Grove or the Bilderberg Group. So I believe that he's alive because of the rest of the convergence of signs. Now, the question is, does AI play a part? Absolutely. The AI is the per because the Bible says in Revelation that they make an image to this beast. So the Bible and that image can speak and make decisions. That sounds like an AI image of some sort being used.
Maybe
And
holographic type of technology.
absolute matter of fact, holographic, and every person has to have a phone all over the world. This thing will come, it'll go live and speak to everyone at the same time and say, fall on your knees, or you haven't done this, or why haven't I haven't got a text from you saying you love me, that you worship me.
Jeez.
People will be put under the pressure. Which includes the Mark of the Beast system. So the Antichrist, and could it be part of a royal bloodline? Could it be part of, you got the, I got a top 10 candidacy. Okay. I got 10 guys.
Let's hear them.
Emmanuel
Come on, okay.
Macron. Emmanuel Macron's one because he's the head of the EU. He is constantly wants to be involved in peace agreements. He has several different tendencies that are not natural. And so he kind of falls in line. Prince William, you mentioned him. He's in a bloodline that's at it. Charles and William, that absolutely, when you run that thing back, it'll shock you. The King of Jordan, he is a direct descendant of Muhammad and the direct descendant of the Hashemite kingdom. The guy's got both, okay, and he sits there waiting to help make peace in the Middle East. Could be the final signature. We could go on.
Keep
There are
going on. I want
candidates.
to break. Do you still? You still have?
Seven,
You
hit
got
the one you
seven.
got. Someone would say, be careful about Elon Musk because he's in control of the sky.
He had a
Okay.
Baphomet costume on in his
Yes, he
profile picture. I
did.
was like, "What the hell
Yes.
is that?" I mean,
Yeah.
to me, that's like telling me he's telling me I'm saying it all right here. I mean, a lot of
Right.
people think, "Oh, whatever, it's just a costume." I don't look at it like that. Not
No.
at that level.
Not that level. And remember, with his Starlink constellation, he can link the whole world. He's also has the wants to take like Twitter or some type to help make it not just a social network, but a one-stop shop for everything. Banking, mortgages, purchasing of everything, deliveries of everything. Imagine, just, I'm saying it's like a superpower.
He will
He made
own
the
the world.
decision whether Russia could use his satellites for their weaponry. I mean, this is a powerful seat to be sitting in. Definitely intellectually is superior to most people on the planet, but then there's other candidates. There's other guys too. There's some that are in the darkness that operate in the dark. So we keep our eye on them
Could
as
it be
well. So,
someone we're not expecting? You know, could it be like a Trump or something? I mean, which I don't
of
think so.
course, yeah, of course,
Yeah.
it
I
can
look
come
at Jim,
from
what
a.
about Jared Kushner? Does that make the list?
He's on the list. Yeah, you're knocking him down. I got to stop before we go too far.
You know, come on, name
That's
just
our
a few
next
more.
book. We're working on our next book already, Troy. I hand it to Troy.
Yeah, I mean the other interesting thing you brought up is this whole alien thing. So think about it for decades now, ever since Close Encounters of the First Kind, Star Wars. I mean, movie after movie. Now, of course, the ancient aliens, they're just like ready in the world for some kind of Apostle Paul talked about a powerful deception that could deceive either the very elect. So there's these polls that now say 3 to 4 times as many as Americans, I think as Europeans too, believe in ET, that aliens are visiting us and all this kind of stuff, than believe in as God is revealed actually in the Bible, actually have a biblical worldview. The people that have an actual biblical worldview believe the whole Bible's down to like 4 to 6% or something like that now, whereas people that believe in aliens and that kind of thing is like it's 60, 70%. And so there was a CIA project called Project Bluebeam, and the idea was to have some kind of alien invasion. It could be like a great deception to fool the world with all these new technologies. I interviewed a Hugh Ross. He's an astrophysicist, and he's at Reasons to Believe, and he knows all these other astrophysicists at JPL and NASA, and they say it's pretty much impossible. If there was extraterrestrial races that they could even get here, the nearest habitable planet is, if it was habitable, is so far away, so many light years away, it's pretty much impossible for a spaceship to get here, unless they could
Physical
harness a
bodies, right? In
wormhole.
a
Yeah, physical
propulsion
body.
system, but
Yeah.
obviously they're bending space and time in order to do this. I think they're transdimensional.
Plus, David, one other part of that concept, creationism is what we believe because of the Bible and God and the Creator. First, the concept was Darwinism, okay? To take you away to believe that you weren't created by God, but that we evolved, but they couldn't find a missing link. And now the DNA is proving that that theory is wrong. So you had to come, okay, that we go to, we're seeded. Now we go to the ancient alien theory. As you said, that the aliens seeded us, that we weren't created by God, we're created by aliens, and they're coming back to fix us because we don't have our act together.
Right. So they're switching gears. They're taking us away from this evolutionary theory,
Right.
Darwin, who's Masons, by the way,
Thank you.
and pushing us into this seeded theory
You
from
got it.
genetically manipulated, genetically modified. But what they're leaving out of this equation, what I find fascinating is giants. The giants that were on
Yeah.
this planet, they unearthed these giants. It's been all over if you go back and look, although in the early 1900s, late 1800s, maybe even mid 1800s, it was in the newspapers that they were unearthing these giants. Nevada mountains, there's caves up there where the Indian tribes talk about red-headed giants. The giant of Kandahar, the red-headed giant of Kandahar, where military troops say they fought with this thing. this you can't just, just conveniently dismiss this. The giants throw a monkey wrench into the whole evolution equation, because how the hell are there people here that are 15 feet, 20 feet tall that eat people? I mean, no, really. And it goes
I
with the,
know.
it
Oh
actually goes
yeah.
with the Bible. So
But
in my awakening process, I left the Bible and I went into the alien stuff and then evolution and all this stuff. And I'm right back at the Bible.
back.
I'm back. And I'm
Because
like, I can't.
the Nephilim is in Genesis chapter 6. It says they were giants before and after the flood. We know there were giants before Noah's day, and then we know David had to kill Goliath. Joshua had to knock out all these giant tribes to get the Holy Land. So why can't giants come back? Why are they gone? Maybe they're underground and they're slowly emerging. There's no question. But you're right. And where did all the giant bones go? The Smithsonian Institute come and bought them up, gobbled them up for the last 100 years, and hid them away, and we never get to see them. Okay? They don't want to show it, because if they do, that's the end of Darwinism, and that's the end of ancient alienism.
Right,
Okay? It's back to
exactly.
creationism.
Right, 100%. So that's why they're hiding it. They're trying to hide it so well, and they're going to use this, what I think, this alien card coming with AI. And I think it's going to be, and I want to jump, just I want to pivot just for a second. With all of this happening, what's your all's thoughts on CERN? I mean, they seem to be building these temples of Baal, and I think CERN is just part of this process. What's your all thoughts on CERN, located in, well, I think it's in Switzerland, correct? Is CERN, I mean, is it, are you guys open to the idea that it's opening dimensional portals and maybe letting these demons into our existence? And maybe that was the whole thing that happened with the Miami Mall incident with the aliens that showed up at the mall. I mean, what's your all thoughts on this? What's your all thoughts on CERN?
Troy, you want it?
Well, I mean, so we explored this in Revelation 9:11. CERN is, of course, built atop the ancient temple of Apollo, ironically. And in Revelation 9:11, that verse is the verse that talks about the release of Abaddon or Apollyon from the bottomless pit, the abyss. And so is CERN, conducting experiments to release these, extraterrestrial, entities, interdimensional entities? Is there some kind of connection between these giant bones they found all over America and throughout the world? In fact, we quote a book in Revelation 9:11. This journalist, he actually tracked down a lot of those newspaper stories for the last 200 years and compiled it all in a book of all these giant bones found all over the country. So what's the connection between these giants, the extraterrestrials, and what is CERN exactly doing? Because they talked about, who was it, the Sergio, the one of the officials there, talked about contacting other dimensions and releasing something from it. So it's very interesting, the experiments that they're doing there.
Oh, I agree.
Absolutely.
I think that, to me, I have no doubt that what time we're in, and I think I see the deception all around me. And I'm like, this, it's like we're living in the Twilight Zone. Nothing makes sense. What's up is down, what's down is up, what's left is right, what's right is left, what's wrong is right, what's right is wrong. I mean, they've corrupted our schools, which I call indoctrination camps. Now it's in the churches. I mean, I can't believe what I'm seeing in the churches, and they try to pass it off as good. Oh, you're just not open-minded. God loves everybody. And I don't want to sit here and fluff you, but I think you guys know where I'm going with this. But I passed by a church the other day. Well, about that was about a year ago. Oh, it was right around 2021. And it said a big sign, come and get your free this, and we're celebrating the rainbow. It said it on the that group of people. And I was like, wow, man. I cannot believe the times we're living in. And then you're looked at as the bigot, as the sinner, if you don't welcome this movement. And yeah, I mean, oh, Jesus would have got the, they say this. Do you see where they're going with it? They're just
Oh, yeah.
twisting and manipulating everything and confusing people deliberately, correct?
This is part of, you're exactly, I mean, you're dead on. This is part of the strong delusion in the last days. As the Antichrist rises, as the beast, and it is a beast kingdom with a beast.
No, I got you guys. I'm showing your book.
Okay. Oh, thanks. So as this beast rises and this kingdom is established, Apollyon does come out of the bottomless pit, and to your point, maybe CERN is how the bottomless pit door gets opened. That is the actual verse. Revelation 9:11 is the releasing of Apollyon and all these demons to corrupt the minds of humans. So, you know, and then the churches. I always blame the pastors. I mean, being a pastor myself 40 years, it's our fault. We got to quit blaming the, you know, the Democrats or the Republicans or whoever. It's our fault. We didn't stand in the pulpit strong. We didn't demand that our communities remain on a moral path. We weakened down and allowed them to run us over. And now we're playing catch up in these last days. And so, yeah, we cover these things. I mean, every one of these things you've brought up so far is in our book. And because it's all part of
Yeah,
this,
it's
it's
spoiler.
Revelation.
Spoiler. Sorry. You're like, what?
Oh,
I
it's
wish I knew you in the
wonderful.
interview with
No,
this
go
guy.
ahead. No, it's just
All right.
incredible. We go
So
into
I'm
detail.
you guys are probably wondering why the hell I brought this up here, but I watch a lot of trail cams on. That's my hobby. I watch trail cams on the internet, and I'm just fascinated by what these trail cams are actually picking up on sensories and taking photographs of and video and actually recording. And there's these entities or these demonic looking beings out there that are being spotted everywhere. And it's been proven that they cannot be photoshopped in. They're legitimate. And they look something like this. So they call them skinwalkers. Navajo tribes or Apaches call them skinwalkers that are able to take shape. They're able to shape shift into animals or to people, but they look somewhat like this. And they've been photographed on in national forests and things like that. So I beg to ask the question: could these be coming from CERN? These things seem to be legitimate, and they're out there. And just like I follow all the cryptids, like the Bigfoot or whatever. These are they look supernatural. They look almost translucent, transparent. Demonic in my and this also throws a huge monkey wrench into evolution for me because these things cannot exist if evolution is real. These will look like spiritual type beings. They look very evil. And if they're in the national forest, I'm begging the question, they're obviously in our cities. Are they in our government? Are
Right.
they in our politicians? I mean, I'm being serious here. I mean, this is something to me that holds a lot of credibility. What's your thoughts on this?
You want that one, Troy?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, the answer is yes. Demons are certainly, they never went away. Jesus had to cast thousands of them out of one guy. When he did, went into 2,000 hogs, and they ran and jumped in the Sea of Galilee and drowned. People are seeing, and there's no doubt about this, people are having encounters. They think it's aliens. They've been told it's from, you know, extraterrestrials or ETs. But the truth is they are having encounters. It's demonic encounters. They are being literally being tormented by entities that are demonic. Then you have the Nephilim, okay? My son, I'll give you an example. My son fought in Afghanistan. He was there for a year in Kandahar Province. He was there for a
Wow.
whole year. And during that year, there was a whole platoon of Canadian soldiers who had been out fighting. And it was a U.S. outpost. And the Canadian guys came in one night to get some refreshments and kind of take a break. And when they came in, they were all scared death. They were like, just like their body, the blood had left their body. And so the American guys that were there said, "Hey, what's up, guys? What's going on? You guys all look frightened. What's wrong with you guys?" And they said, "No, you don't want to know." And, "Well, what?" Said, there was this huge, we don't know what it was. It was a creature. They said, redheaded. It was a monster, they said. It had to be 12 foot tall, yet it was bouncing off the rocks like a cat. And they shot it. They knew they hit it, and they didn't kill it. So these guys come back, eyewitnesses, freaking out over this entity, much like what you're showing on the screen right there. They said this. My son was right there, and these guys couldn't sleep. They couldn't sleep all night. They couldn't sleep the next day, paranoid they were going to be sent back out there to into the province there where that thing
This
was.
happened, I think, what, like in 2003, 2005, somewhere around there.
There was probably the one you're talking about, which I don't know if you ever heard of a guy named L.A. Marzulli.
Yes, I
who's
love that guy.
okay,
Yeah.
he's a good friend of ours and author. All right, that's what he's talking about, that one. He even interviewed people there. The one that my son and his group saw, this would have been the year of
Oh, wow. This is a
2011.
different one.
Yes, 2011. He was in Kandahar
What?
for a whole year. Yes. Maybe
Oh,
it's
so
the same
they're.
creature. I don't know. But they didn't kill this one. They shot it. The Canadian guy said, "We shot it. We know we hit it multiple times. Thing didn't die." So this was 2011.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, this one went through a whole regiment of soldiers, and then I guess they called in a second battalion or a second troops in, another group of troops in, and they almost decimated all them as well. They finally shot and killed this giant, and they said it moved like a panther. Like the thing was just agile, elusive. So if these things, the reason I'm bringing this up and showing all this is that if these beings and these entities exist on this planet, this goes to the Bible. This goes right to the Bible. And they've tried to deceive us. Okay, let's see. Well, all right. I don't know what just happened here. The recording just cut out, but I thought I made space on my computer. That's really
Well, I
strange.
was thinking, David, I mean you're the Xboxer, man. I mean, maybe you could have took this guy down, okay? I mean,
But no, listen, I just before I lose any more space, I want to thank you guys for coming on. I really want this to get on FluffTube. Revelation 911, Amazon, Paul Begley, Troy Anderson, thank you. I want to just close this out because I'm nervous now that I'm not going to get any more space on my computer and it's going to stop again. So let's stop it here. Can we do a part two? Can we do a segment, a second segment on this?
I'm fine, Troy. It's up to you.
Oh, yeah, sounds great.
Sure.
And where can they find you guys?
Well, you find me on YouTube, okay, Paul Begley. You'll find me, and of course, Troy. Tell them, Troy, how they can find you and I together with our newsletter.
Oh, yeah, we have a free newsletter. It's called Revelation Watchers. It's revelationwatchers.com. And then our websites are paulbegleyprophecy.com and troyanderson.us.
Perfect. All right, guys, I'm going to cut it here so I can push this together, edit it, and get this out there because I don't want to lose you guys again. I don't want to lose it again. So I appreciate you guys coming on, and I'll have Stacy reach out to you guys again to bring you on once more.
All right. We appreciate it. And I may want to have bring you on too, David. I mean,
Absolutely.
you have a great story. Okay.
Let's do
And
it.
all right. We'll get a hold of you then. We'll do it.
All right. All right, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot.